It has certainly not been a normal school year, but Pocahontas School Superintendent Terrence Beam is making plans not only for this year's graduation and prom, traditions that mark the end of the school year, but is developing plans for offering opportunities to those students who would like to attend a summer session to get caught up on what they may have missed this year because of the unusual school schedule caused by COVID-19. Beam fills us in on these plans.
I'd like to talk with you a little bit today about two or three little situations we're dealing with or upcoming events that we have coming to our schools. First of all, an update on our summer school. We sent a survey out to our teachers, our employees, to see how much interest there would be for summer school. And also we've done a survey with our parents to see how many students would like to attend. Right now we have about 30 students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade that are interested in coming to summer school, which would begin either June 7th or 8th and run to July 1st to be held at Pocahontas County High School. We would be running buses. We wouldn't be able to run all the side roads, but we would run our main roads and figure out a way to transport our kids to summer school. And in coordination with that, we're going to be offering our credit recovery for our high school during those same dates. Credit recovery is something that's even more important this year since we've had so many days of school missed, especially at the high school. And we're going to probably have more students that need credit recovery. And by offering it the same time as summer school, we can provide transportation for those kids to come to and from. Kids will be here approximately 6 hours, 5 to 6 hours. We're working on final schedules right now. And of course, we would offer them lunch and those kinds of things. But we feel like that's a really good option for us to get our summer school program and our credit recovery program coordinated together. Also, we'll be offering Energy Express this summer. I just met with Lucy Massesso this morning, and that's to be held at Martin Elementary School. They emphasize it's usually K through third grade, but I think they're going to try to include some fourth and fifth graders in that, and that's going to run from June till the end of July. Those dates will come out a little bit later on. So we have several opportunities for kids to kind of get a little bit of refresher courses or some added instruction in all areas of their schooling for this summer. Another area we're looking at is prom. We got a little guidance yesterday from the State Department on how we can hold prom. Mr. Riley has received that information. I'm sure he'll be communicating with his parents on how prom can occur this year. And next week, we're expecting some more guidance on graduation and how we can do graduation this year. I have spoken with Mr. Riley a little bit about graduation. Last year, we had to hold it outside due to the COVID. And it was very well received to have it outside. So I think that they're looking at the possibility of having this year's graduation outside also. Graduation will occur on Memorial Weekend, which traditionally used to be the day we held it. But this year it has to be held a bit later because our school calendar didn't start until after Labor Day. So with summer school, Energy Express, prom and graduation, those are things that's on our radar right now as we progress through the rest of the school year.
So as we bid farewell to the upheaval that was this school year, Pocahontas County parents and teachers alike are hoping for a return to some sort of normalcy in the upcoming school year that will begin on August the 18th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.